It is Friday night in Brussels. I am in Beaux-Arts at the launch of a festival, Grand Hotel Europe, reading a piece I wrote for the British Council book on identity. The piece begins, "I am one of the 320 million people living in the states of Europe," and ends, "Correction, I am the only person." It is a reminder to myself, as much as anyone, that the mathematics of identity, like the mathematics of literature, is unitary. 1 + 1 + 1. There are 10 writers reading at the launch. It is almost midnight when we leave Beaux-Arts. In my head, the lights have already dimmed on the OZ. "Bar," I say. It is Friday, another Friday afternoon in Bristol. I am in a bookshop. My wife and I have flown in from Belfast for the weekend. We are doing the world alphabetically. Friends, family have been telling us we look tired. A break would do you good, take you out of yourself. We have checked into our hotel, reserved our table for dinner. We have even arranged massages. My back these days feels more like a knotted stick. We have everything except books. Our holiday habit, buy when you arrive, buy pretty much on impulse. Stepping into this shop, I spotted the new book by Orhan Pamuk. Its title, Snow, is the title of the poem by Louis MacNeice that first got me writing. I take it to the till. It is Wednesday afternoon in Belfast. I am on a bus. It has been raining since Wednesday morning. Bristol already feels like more than half a week ago. I'm not sleeping. Work worries. I can feel the knots reforming along my spine. I open my book for the first time since Sunday. Ka, the hero, is a blocked poet returned to Turkey from Germany. He has come to Kars near the Russian border during a snowstorm which has cut off the town. Bad things are happening. A man has been shot in a cafe where Ka has been having coffee. An acquaintance has been arrested and beaten. Ka, when I find him on Wednesday afternoon, has been waylaid in a train station by three youths who interrogate him about his belief. And suddenly he sees, really sees, one snowflake out of the millions that are fallen. And just as suddenly he feels a poem start to form, the first in years. Although he had yet to hear the words, says Pamuk, he knew that it was already written. Ka's heart rejoiced. He told the three youths that he was in a hurry and left the deserted, filthy station. I look up. I am in Ballyhackamore. This is my stop. I nearly didn't get back in time from Kars. I hurry home in the Belfast rain. Like Ka's, my heart is rejoicing. It is the wee small hours of the morning after the Friday night in Brussels. I am still in that bar with friends from the British Council. The talk turns from Grand Hotel Europe to a festival they are organising. Titles are being bandied about, and out of my mouth, before I have half considered it, comes out of ourselves. It is where reading and writing takes us, out of ourselves and into other lives. It is a communion as silent as snow, a reminder to all us units of identity. You might be the only person, but you are not alone. Thank you very much. Thank you very much indeed, and I'd like to welcome back on Andy White, who's right beside me. He'll tell you what he's about to do. Andy White.
Thanks, Dan. Let's hear it for Glenn again.